Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Patricia Carlemere. I'm sorry, Cardamone, C-A-R-D-A-M-O-N-E. Patricia Cardamone is a 55-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work when she fell down several stairs on 3/28/19. Apparently, she did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently, she believes she injured her neck, coming back, coming right side of her body, including her hip, elbow, wrist, and knee. Apparently, she did not go to the emergency room. Apparently, despite further evaluation, she remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently, she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment in this matter. Paired in paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Cardamone alleged she fell, suffering permanent disabilities to her neck, comma, back, comma, right upper extremity, including the shoulder, comma, elbow, comma, and wrist, as well as the right hip and right knee. Paired treatment records show she was seen by American Work Care and underwent cervical spine x-rays on 4/1/19 to be inserted. Same with elbow x-rays, etc. She was seen that same day by Dr. Bajarski. Here she stated she was walking down 3 marble steps carrying a bin full of art supplies on top of her laptop computer as children were passing by. Apparently, she either missed the last step or tripped and landed onto her right side. Apparently, she relates she really had to use the bathroom and had a mild degree of urine incontinence when she fell. Apparently, she's unclear as to how she fell, but confirms she did not strike her head or experience this loss of consciousness. Apparently, she complained of widespread somatic complaints. He noted the x-rays and diagnosed multiple contusions, including the right elbow, comma, right wrist, comma, right hip, comma, right knee, comma, right lower back, as well as a cervical sprain. He initiated her on conservative care. On 6/19/19, she underwent MRI studies to be inserted here. She saw Dr. Bajarski through 6/27/19. Apparently, she did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Appeared on his last visit, they noted she had bilateral knee contusions to rule out occult tibial plateau fractures, as well as moderate to severe cartilage loss of patella articulate surfaces bilaterally. Appeared in the paragraph, she was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Siddiqui on 7/22/19. He learned she not only was injured on 3/28/19, but 5/20/19 as well. This second event occurred when her right foot got caught in a student's school bag and she fell to her knees. Her symptoms were improving from the first injury and were exacerbated by this second injury. She had participated in physical therapy. It was also noted on 6/27/19 when she was seen by American Work Care. She had x-rays of the cervical lumbar spine that revealed a moderate degree of degeneration. She also had x-rays showing a questionable fracture of her right wrist / right hand. She admitted to having a secondary job part-time as a licensed realtor, but has not been able to work since her injury. Dr. Siddiqui rendered diagnoses of cervical strain with radiculopathy as well as lumbar strain predominantly on the right side. Brady recommended electrodiagnostic testing, comma, modified duty, comma, and home exercise program. In paragraph on 7/24/19, Dr. Nod performed EMG to be inserted here. Brady noted a history of hypertension and thyroid disease, but no diabetes or cancer. She returned to Dr. Siddiqui on 8/5/19 to review these results. on 8/26/19. He also reviewed the results of a lumbar MRI from 8/8/19. Period. They showed bulging disc in the lumbar spine and findings unrelated to the injury of 3/28/19. Red EMG of the upper extremities was positive for right-sided C5-6 radiculopathy with active denervation. Period. He offered her a lumbar epidural steroid injection that she refused. Period. He then recommended an MRI of the cervical spine based upon the results of her EMG. Period. She returned to him on 9/12/19, noting the results of the cervical MRI from 8/27/19. Period. It showed degenerative disc disease with bulging discs at multiple levels. Period. He believed these were pre-existing and not causally related to the injury of 3/28/19. Period. He offered her an injection, and she told him she had a cortisone injection in her knee and hip, her knee swelled up afterwards. Period. She is now opposed to any type of cortisone injection. Period. He concluded she was not a surgical candidate at that time. Period. Ms. Cardamone told him she was unable to return to work full duty, so he recommended a functional capacity evaluation, after which she was to return. Period. New paragraph on 8/5/19. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Schwartz. Due to work-related bilateral knee pain, period, she initially had a fall onto the anterior aspect of her knees on 3/28/19. Period, she had a second injury and fall on 5/20/19. Period, her job was that of a teacher. Period. He performed knee x-rays showing moderate degenerative changes but no acute fractures. Period. MRIs of both knees showed degenerative changes. Period. In both knees bilaterally, period, there was no significant meniscal or ligament tears. Period. He diagnosed bilateral knee pain for which he placed her on Mobic. And lifestyle, education, diet. Period. Physical therapy was also advanced. Period. Follow up with Dr. Schwartz continued through 9/23/19. Period. On that occasion, she had completed therapy and was tolerating her normal job duties. Period. Unfortunately, she was still complaining of discomfort in both knees at the end of a long workday with prolonged standing. Period. His final diagnostic impression was bilateral knee pain with bilateral tibial tubercle bursitis. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and he had nothing else to offer her. Period. He reiterated that he was concerned about some symptom magnification on the part of this patient. Pietra was released and allowed to continue her regular job duties. Period. New paragraph, if not already done, so insert the results of the lumbar MRI from 8/8/19. Physical exam. General appearance. She demonstrated pressured, continuous speech, saying, quote, "I want fun back in my life," period, end quote. She indicates she hurt her shin and not her knee in the events. Period. She, quote, "wants to know what's wrong with her," period, end quote. Extremities upper inspection revealed a longitudinal volar left wrist scar measuring 1.5 inches long, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left wrist extension was minimally limited to 55 degrees, but was otherwise full. Bad motion to the right wrist, both shoulders, elbows, and fingers. Was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Paired hands with elbows normal, shoulders normal, and put this in bold. Her mildly limited range of motion about the left wrist is in the uninvolved side. Paired extremities lower. Motion of the right hip was full in external rotation, but elicited tenderness, but no crepitus. Paired motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Hip maneuvers normal, knee maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic. She was tender in the upper right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, lumbosacral. She was tender at the right greater trochanter, but there was none on the left. Compared to the rest of that is normal. Impressions on 3/28/19. Patricia Cardamone fell while at work. Period. She came into the care of Dr. Bedarsky on 4/1/19. Period. He had her undergo multiple x-rays and initiated her in conservative care. Period. She remained symptomatic and had further diagnostic testing. Period. He actually noted there was a degree of underlying arthritis in the neck and back, as well as an old right wrist injury only. Period. She was aware she had underlying arthritis that was not work-related. Period. She followed up with him and was cleared to full duty on 6/12/19. Period. However, she claimed to have sustained a new fall at work on 5/20/19 and underwent MRI studies of both knees on 6/12/19 to be inserted here. Period. She saw Dr. Siddiqui, as noted above. Period. Electrodiagnostic testing was done. Period. She saw Dr. Schwartz orthopedically, who noted diagnostic studies, both x-rays and MRIs, showed degenerative changes. Period. Injections were administered, and she was cleared to return to work full duty. Period. She returned to Dr. Siddiqui after a lumbar MRI on 8/8/19 and refused a lumbar epidural injection. Period. On 9/5/19, Dr. Schwartz commented she had some symptom magnification. Period. On 9/23/19, Dr. Schwartz deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. The petitioner told Dr. Siddiqui she did not feel able to return to work full duty, so he recommended a functional capacity evaluation. Period. She then was placed at MMI and cleared to return to work full duty. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be minimally reduced range of motion about the left wrist. Period. Evaluation of the upper extremities was otherwise negative, where provocative maneuvers were also negative. Period. She had full range of motion of both lower extremities, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbosacral spines. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to her neck, comma, back, comma, right shoulder, comma, right hip, comma, right knee, comma, right arm, comma, right elbow, comma, or right wrist. Period. In this matter, Ms. Cardamere sustained soft tissue injuries that have long since had the opportunity to fully resolve. Period. She already had underlying osteoarthritis, of which she was aware. Period. It was not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the events in question. Period. She has been able to return to work in her full duty capacity as a teacher. Period. She also continues to have a second job as a realtor and bartender. Period. The latter obviously necessitates prolonged standing and walking, speaking to her highly functional level. Period. End.